Cape Talk.
Call 021-446-0567.
Right, there's lots of confusion and some consternation on the back of the latest announcements around the switch over to digital television transmission, that it is going to happen in the first quarter of 2022, or by latest the first quarter of 2022 is the latest update. What is this deadline actually going to mean for television viewers? Who needs to invest in what kind of tech to support it? These are questions we are going to put to our guest Jan Vermeer, an editor at mybroadband.co.za, in a bit of a dummy's guide to digital migration, if I can call it that. I don't feel like I fully understand what is going on, and I'm hoping by the end of this segment Jan will have explained to us why it's necessary for this to happen and who is going to be affected how. Jan, it's always great to have you on the show. Thanks for stepping up again today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, look, I've been hearing promises about the digital switchover for well over a decade, and every time a deadline is set, it has been missed. Jan, is there any reason to think that it's different this time round?
Yes, there's some reason to think that it's different this time around. For one, there's finally some political will to get it done. And that political will is motivated by good old-fashioned rands and cents. So the digital migration is a key step to release a bunch of radio frequency spectrum that mobile network operators are going to be bidding on in an auction. It's a bit of a long story, but the bottom line is that Telkom just basically stopped the previous attempt at doing an auction, partly on the back of the fact that the digital migration isn't done. Now, the one way to just avoid that conflict entirely is to get the digital migration done before the auction.
Okay.
And we're talking billions of rands that will flow into the national fiscus as a result of this. And so there is some hope that this time things are different, except for the wrench in the works, which is ETV.
Yeah, they've gone to court seeking some kind of delay, haven't they?
Yes, they want the whole process delayed by 15 to 18 months, which is what they believe government needs to ensure that everybody who relies on a normal roof antenna to get their TV signal is properly switched over.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that switchover process in practice now. So that's where we are currently. Am I correct that the latest update is that the communications minister wants this process to start from the 1st of November and that all provinces will have had their analog broadcast switched off by the end of January? Am I on the right timeline, Jan?
Yes, you're just about right, except that it's currently ongoing. So the digital migration has already started in a more accelerated fashion under Stella Ndabeni Abrams, and she switched off or several sites were switched off under her reign.
Okay.
But not all of them. And so there's been a significant amount of people switched over in provinces like the Free State and so on already, and the new telecommunications minister just wants that done faster.
Speeding it all up. Okay. Now, okay, so we're switching from an analog signal to a digital signal. And as you've said, that means that if somebody is watching with a roof antenna rather than via a smart TV, they're going to be affected. Jan, there is an intercessionary step called a set-top box, which can help plug the gap. Do you want to explain to us what that is?
Sure thing. So, yeah, you summarized that nicely. Also, people with dishes. If you have a satellite dish, you are not affected. This is only for somewhere between 3 million and 5 million households, so not an insignificant number of people who rely on a roof antenna to get their TV signal. So that means you don't have OpenView and you don't have DSTV. As you say, the intermediate step between getting a new TV that supports this new digital TV standard, and just keeping your old TV but still being able to watch your SABC and ETV channels, is a set-top box. And that's just a word that the broadcasting industry uses for what we call a decoder. A DSTV decoder is just a form of set-top box. And so that's all this is. It's a digital terrestrial TV decoder or set-top box. And all that'll do is it'll convert the digital signal into a signal that your TV can understand.
Okay, so it'll put it back to the kind of technology your TV was made to support until such time as you're able to invest in an upgraded TV that can handle the digital. Jan, okay, a lot of questions coming in around those set-top boxes. We'll talk in a minute about the government-subsidized ones, but for somebody who's going to be buying their own, for example, Stan in the Strand, saying, I don't qualify for a government subsidy, so where do I go to buy a set-top box? Would I be able to install it myself? What is the approximate cost? And will my present antenna still work? Let's start with the where to go to get one and how much it's likely to cost, Jan.
Yes, so unfortunately, I don't know where you can buy one just yet. I would imagine that they would be for sale through your regular retailers, the kinds of retailers that stock, DSTV gear. Should stock these, but my understanding is that there's a shortage of set-top boxes, which is part of the reason that the ETV is kicking against this. However, they should be fairly easy to import. We are subscribed to an international standard called DVB-T2, and the government ultimately opted against encryption, and so we should, as South Africans, just be able to buy any DVB-T2 set-top box from anywhere in the world, and it should work here in South Africa. So that will hopefully be less of an issue as the time draws nearer to the migration deadline. I would imagine that if you do not qualify for a subsidy, you'll eventually be able to buy a set-top box from anyone.
A hi-fi corporation or any of those places.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Costs, are we talking a couple of hundred, a couple of thousand rand, Jan?
Couple of hundred. The technology should be mature enough that it'll be under 1,000 rand for a set-top box like this. So it shouldn't break the bank.
Okay, and then Stan asking, is it something I'd be able to install myself, or will you have to then fork out extra money to get a technician in to install it for you?
Yeah, great question. So you will be able to install it yourself. If you've got a roof antenna already in place, then you will literally just be taking the cable from your antenna and plugging it into the set-top box, and then taking whatever outputs the set-top box offer and plugging that into your TV. That's going to be the only tricky thing, I think, that you might have to figure out is whether it's is HDMI, whether your TV supports HDMI, or whether you're still using older connectors. You might have to, be looking out for that when you buy a set-top box. If your TV supports HDMI, it'll be less of an issue.
Okay, but you don't have to go out and buy a new antenna as well.
So it's the same antenna should work, and as long as you've got an antenna on your roof, it'll work. The tricky thing is going to be for folks who are still relying on bunny ears to catch their TV signal, because my understanding is that they will need a roof antenna.
Okay, that's also important to note. So that's an extra thing to factor into the costing. Okay, so let me give you an example. Peter in Kenilworth saying, I have an Elly's digital ready indoor antenna with an amplifier. It states that it's an indoor aerial suitable for analog and digital terrestrial TV signals. Will that be good enough? It presently gives me perfect UHF and VHF analog signal.
Yeah, I've not heard of that before. It could be that technology has come a bit further since I last looked into the migration. So yeah, it's entirely possible that indoor antenna should work. You can actually test it. So if you can get your hands on a digital terrestrial TV, or a TV capable of DTT signals, or some kind of set-top box, then you can plug that antenna in right now and test it before you make a commitment one way or the other. Obviously, that's going to be a challenge, is finding someone who can borrow you.
Well, if you've got a neighbour,
you can lend you. Yeah,
lend
neighbor
you want to try it on.
Your
box. Yeah, okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Peter, is it worth it if you've got a neighbour who's, for example, got a smart TV or a version that you can try it on? That might not be a bad idea. Okay. Getting back to the subsidies, so just to a few people asking who is being subsidized by government, it's any household that's earning a monthly household income of less than 3,200 rand, correct?
That sounds right. I heard 3,500 rand. Okay. So, but yes, it's in that range. So it's really the indigent of South Africa that qualify for the subsidy.
Okay, and if you want to apply for that, you need to be a South African citizen, and the application process has to be done through the post office. So you need to go into the post office to get that function rolling, and you have to have a valid TB license to be able to do that as well, by
exactly.
the way. Important
exactly.
to note. Okay.
Yes, exactly. You'll probably need a valid TV license to get a set-top box too.
Anyway, one would imagine so. Don't you need a valid license to buy a TV set full stop, Jan? Or am I wrong
exactly.
in thinking that?
You do. Yeah, absolutely. But you can get away with, for example, buying a DStv decoder and then hooking it up to a different kind of monitor that doesn't require a TV license to buy, even though you technically need a TV license to be doing that. DStv does, and the law does not require you to present a TV license when buying a decoder.
Okay. Several people just are asking, so let me just repeat this in case it wasn't clear earlier. You don't have to go out and buy a dish, Jan. You only need to buy the set-top box if you've got an older TV.
Yes. In fact, if you're basically going to be presented with a choice here. You can either continue to receive your TV signal over a roof antenna and then buy a set-top box. That translates the digital signal into an analog, well, into one that your TV can understand. Or you can decide to switch over entirely to satellite, which is a whole separate standard. And that will either be DStv or OpenView or StarSat in South Africa, because those are completely unaffected by this. Those operate on entirely different networks. We all know that the signal for satellite is beamed down from space. Whereas the signal for this digital migration, it's about the signal that comes to your house from those big Centec towers that we see in our towns and cities.
We are talking to Jan Vermeulen of My Broadband about digital migration and the switch over to digital television. It's coming very, very soon if it hasn't already come to your neighbourhood, and it could affect you if you are using an older generation television and haven't got, for example, a DStv subscription, a satellite dish on your roof, etc. Jan, going back to the actual reason for this migration, you've spoken about the radio frequency spectrum, etc., that it's going to free up. Is there going to be any impact on quality of viewing experience? A few people asking, if I move to the set-top box setup, what will happen to the quality of my viewing experience, if anything?
It should actually improve it. So hopefully this will allow our terrestrial broadcasters, our SABC and ETV, to actually broadcast at a higher quality on those channels. It's an option. They don't have to. You've either got a choice to broadcast at a higher quality or to have more channels at a lower quality. And so I guess that'll be up to them to decide how they want to approach that. Years ago, when we were first discussing this, there was a concern for folks who are at the fringes of coverage, who then might end up in a situation where they actually lose their normal terrestrial TV signal entirely. The thing about this digital signal is that the way it was explained to me at the time is if you get it, then it'll be good. And there will be very, very few people who will lose signal entirely because they're at the very fringes of the coverage area. But for everybody else, your signal will either stay the same or improve. And there'll be none of this haziness or snow on the screen anymore. Because it's a digital signal, when you get it, it'll be the best possible quality that it comes through. That shouldn't be a huge area of concern for folks.
Jan, is there anything else I should have asked you that I haven't, that you think our audience needs to know about this process or about the set-top boxes themselves?
Sure. On the issue for the reason for the migration, an important thing the minister highlighted the other day is that South Africa actually signed an international agreement to have this done by 2015. Our own internal deadline was 2011, but the can was kicked down the road because we had until 2015 to do it. And then that deadline came and went. Now, what's happening is we are operating on what's called unprotected frequencies. If any of our neighboring countries want to use these frequencies to do their own digital TV, then we will have to switch off on very short notice and not on our own timeline, right? Because they have the right to use this this stuff under an international agreement. And so that's one of the other things that the minister says that she's guarding against is where suddenly we now no longer have control over the migration process because our neighbors, you know, go to an international body and says, hey, South Africa is still doing this and this and this on these frequencies, and that's interfering with ours. Mm-hmm. And so if our neighboring countries say, we need to use these frequencies and you are causing interference, we will need to switch off immediately. So rather do it now in a controlled manner as quick as we possibly can, then land in that situation.
Jan, thanks. I feel like I have at least a better grasp on it than I did before. Really appreciate the very practical layman's terms explanation you've given us this afternoon. Jan Vermeulen, editor at mybroadband.co.za, and it is a good website to visit and keep on visiting if you want to be kept updated on this process.